We've definitely seen an increase in caseload in the district, and particularly in the Picken County Courthouse. Part of that, I think, is that the stakes are really high here, and there's a lot of real estate deals, and we have a very complicated land use code, and developers sue our governing bodies, our local governing bodies. There's this dichotomy, I think, that happens where our local judges know the community well. They know our regulatory documents. They know what the land use code is. It means something to them. I think that inherently they use that knowledge when they're making rulings or at least considering arguments, and they understand it on a different level. Let's say in a case where a developer sues the city council because they denied a project. Local judge says, we rule in favor of the city council, and the developer appeals it to the Colorado Court of Appeals. Many times, the local elected officials aren't willing to gamble with what the decision's going to be in Denver because they feel like the judges are looking straight at case law and the arguments that are put in front of them and not really that local aspect. Can you speak to that at all?
I can tell you that, you know, a decision from a district court judge is appealed to the Court of Appeals, as you noted, and they get that appeal as of right, and then they can ask the Supreme Court to review whatever the Court of Appeals does. And the Supreme Court only takes about 7% of those cases. I mean, people are surprised to hear how low it is. And so when we decide to take a case, we're not necessarily thinking, well, did the Court of Appeals get it right or get it wrong? Although that's a factor, we're more thinking, you know, is this a case of statewide interest? Is this a case which presents a really significant legal issue that's going to have to be applied everywhere? Is this a case which is of such importance that perhaps the Supreme Court should write on it as opposed to the Court of Appeals?
You do have some cases, local cases in front of you. I know you can't speak to them, and you're bound to also not speak about cases that you've ruled on.
That's correct.
I know you are lobbying for pay raises for the judges. What are you asking for?
So the proposal that we made was to give us 3% this year and 3% next year. I want us to be able to attract the best candidates. I want us to be able to compete in the state for people who want to become judges. It's a very, very hard job, much harder than people realize. You know, not only is it intellectually challenging, it's really emotionally challenging. It's very difficult day in and day out to be the decider between people who are sometimes very angry at each other in divorce cases or probate cases or criminal cases where you have victims who are so upset versus defendants and defendants' families or civil cases where there's a lot of money on the line. A judge in Colorado has to be a generalist. You have to be good at everything.
What do you think the future of the judicial system in Colorado looks like 10 years from now?
Well, we do have a number of baby boomer judges, so including myself. So I suspect that within 10 years, 25% of the bench will turn over. So we'll be having younger judges. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing, but that is going to be a difference. The leadership of the branch, I'm sure, in 10 years will be different. In terms of what we want to do within the branch in the next 10 years is figure out a better way to deal with people who are not represented by lawyers, who we call pro se litigants, P-R-O, new word, S-E, pro se. And that, I mean, that's getting to be a real issue, particularly in domestic cases, probate cases, anything that's kind of family-oriented, small claims cases, county court cases where the value of cases is $15,000 or less. And that's something we have to do a lot better, I think.
Is that because it's just so expensive to have a lawyer?
Exactly.
Nancy Rice, Chief Justice of the Colorado Supreme Court, thank you very much for coming in.
You're welcome.